Welcome back to The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. A Philadelphia-based artist and teacher of more than seven decades has a new exhibition at the Brandywine Museum of Art. Peter Payone's In Shadows Embrace showcases a selection of 22 prints he recently gifted to the Brandywine, drawing on themes of faith and isolation. In this edition of Arts Playlist, Delaware Public Media's Carl Lengel is joined by Payone and Brandywine curator Audrey Lewis to learn more about the exhibit and Payone's work.
Why these particular 22 to kind of kick the exhibit off?
These prints were done in the 60s, and I did mainly etchings, and I did about, almost 100 in that decade. And I made a selection and gave, I think, just over 40 to the Brandywine because they were starting a print collection, which I don't think they had very much of before that, and they were interested in my work. Once they had those 40, they surprised me with an exhibition, which gratefully Audrey was going to curate, which I was thrilled about. And Audrey and I made this selection because of the gallery space. We selected first a portfolio I did on by Ambrose Bierce. I illustrated his Ten Commandments from the Devil's Dictionary. That alone was not big enough for the gallery. So we had to add more. We made the selection of these prints.
You are known primarily as a painter today throughout your seven-decade career, but people may be surprised by a printmaker.
Actually, I maintain three careers, a painter, a printmaker, and an educator. Started as a very young teenager, then younger, as a painter, a watercolor. And it wasn't until I got to high school that they introduced me to printmaking. And then later in art school, I took art education and begun my teaching career, which I did for 50 years. So that printing, painting, and at my education program, they overlapped and they fed each other. In my generation, one was not a painter, one was not a printmaker or a draftsman or a sculptor. One was an artist, and an artist did it all, and I did it all. I did not specialize. The fact that I exhibited more in paintings in most of my decades was because that's what was available. In the 60s, the print world was really a very active world. But after that, it sort of died off. Print galleries closed. A lot of it had to do with the new technology of what was a print and defining it. You know, offset prints came in, digital prints came in, and the handcrafted print, people just weren't teaching it anymore. So the artists weren't using it. They were making their prints from the keyboard. So it was very different. So I had very little opportunity to continue to promote my prints.
You've mentioned the Romantic painter and printmaker Francisco Goya and artists associated with German Expressionism as some major influences.
We all came out of the human condition. That was the link. And so if I was going to learn about etching, I wouldn't go to the Cubists because they were formal. I go to them maybe for painting, but not for this. So Kathy Kollwitz, Goya, Klinger, a number of etchers were, you know, the people that I went to, but I gravitated to the people. I didn't search them out. I just gravitated to the people that were dealing with the human figure and the human figure in a more humanistic way than a formal way. You know, if you take a model, you sit her in the chair, that's a formal thing. And that's an art school thing. But, you know, if the model is distressed, carrying a baby, running from something, then that's an event. That's a human condition that's taking place. So the artist and the subject have an interaction.
In Shadows Embrace, how do you feel about this exhibit and people as they go through it? And what is the kind of overriding feeling that you hope as they're walking away, they're taking with them from this?
I would say out of my entire printmaking career, and I stopped making prints about 10 years ago, because it's a younger man's done. I don't have the muscle anymore. But all those years, I would say the body of work I did in the 1960s of prints is my most interested, that I'm interested in. Because I think not only does it say what I've always tried to say in print, but it said it in a media that I want to speak into. How people react to it, I can't determine that. We were there the day it opened. And it's very interesting. We spent as much time at exhibitions reception as I have over these 70 years. You find that most people in galleries at a reception are talking to each other. No one's looking at the art. They're seeing each other for that they haven't seen. You know, it's one-upmanship. Artists are talking, but so forth. I was very surprised that everyone was looking at the prints. And all but a handful of family members were all strangers to me. And so, you know, they didn't know who I was, and I was able to observe them. And it was very intense. I was very pleased. Now, what they went home with, I can't tell you. But the fact that they looked was good enough.
Audrey Peters' work has been featured at the Brandywine before. Talk to us a little bit about his work as an artist of roughly 70 years and the relationship that you all have with him. This must be very special, putting this together.
Yes. And, you know, we began our relationship with Peter not that long ago in 2019. Somebody talked to us about his work, and Tom Payne, our director, and myself went to visit Peter's studio, and we're just kind of blown away with what we saw, because frankly, I didn't know his work, because I'm more of a historical art historian. So I was just thrilled to see somebody working in a figurative tradition, but in such a contemporary modern way. Really, we were moved by his Halloween paintings, which is what we exhibited in 2019. The theme was Halloween paintings. And what we wanted to express in that exhibition was just how Halloween may seem like a, you know, fun time, a fun day, but it's much deeper than that. And I think Peter uncovered that in his work. His work is more about the humanity in people, and how on this, the Halloween exhibition was revealing maybe their innermost longings and such things. And so we really were just so thrilled at the reaction to the show. It was one of our really popular shows. It was a rather small exhibition, but it brought in so many people, and we made a small catalog, and it really entranced people. So we had a really great feedback from that. And then we developed our relationship further with Peter. He gave us a painting from that exhibition and a drawing, and then his self-portrait about a year and a half ago that is just amazing. And then he talked to us about his prints. And he had been talking to me about his prints for a couple of years. But now that the museum had decided that we were going to start collecting more prints, it was just a great opportunity. And we were very excited when Peter offered us this selection of work from his wide body of work. He gave us 42 of his own prints, and then 10 or so of another artist. And so when we saw them, it was just, I don't know, a surprise, not because it was so different from his paintings in terms of mood or anything like that, but just the power of them in black and white. And we were so excited to be able to do this exhibition as soon as we did. We wanted to get it out there very quickly. And we decided we wanted to do the exhibition this May.
An opportunity to show prints in this day is a great opportunity, because they're not, the kind of prints I do are not popular prints. They're not oversized. They're not lots of color. They're not done digitally. They're not decorative. They certainly don't fit in a conference room or a reception area of a corporation. They're very personal, because I am basically a storyteller. And the artists you refer to, like Goya and Kathy Cole, they all told stories. You know, it wasn't just, what am I going to do today? I mean, there was something in their lives and their time that they wanted to talk about, whether it was conscious or just because they absorbed it and it was part of their new vision. And I'm very grateful that I'm having, at this stage of my career, a print exhibit. And I think it's just wonderful of Tom Patton and Audrey Lewis to allow that to happen, because they also realize that this is something very different, very special, particularly at this time for that museum.
Thanks to Philadelphia artist Peter Payone, Brandywine Museum of Art curator Audrey Lewis, and our Carl Engel for joining us on this edition of Arts Playlist. And we wrap up the green next with History Matters, where we learn about the First State's role in a nationwide celebration of a famed hero of the American Revolution. This is The Green on Delaware Public Media.